New Country Z100 Florida Georgia Line and Anything Goes. And good morning, Kent, the Country Morning Show, here on a day where the sun is trying to work its way through, but more clouds than sun today, and a high of about 51. We're at 43 right now. It is chilly outside, but I was nice and toasty warm, as I've had some special guests in here today that really surprised me, and really humbled and honored today to have the Williamson County Sheriff's Department Special Response Team in the house. And I'll be honest, I got a little nervous as I saw this huge machine pull into River Radio, and all the salespeople and everybody was up front waiting for this arrival, and I didn't know what was going on. But I've got Scott McCabe with me this morning. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Ken.
How are you today, man?
Doing well, yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing great. And I just wanted to say, this is an MRAP out there, right?
Yes, sir.
Come on up just a little bit closer, man. But okay. Tell me, you guys use this. This is something that United States military used in Afghanistan and Iraq and all this and that. Tell me a little bit about that machine right there.
Basically, we acquired the equipment from the United States government in a surplus program. And it's nothing more than an armored shell.
Gotcha.
There are no offensive capabilities on the machine at all.
It's purely for protection for you and a crew in there.
Yes.
And like 12 guys can get in there.
Yes.
Okay. It really is cool. And I was able to walk around it last week at Eagle Outfitters, and they put in the spray and bed liner in the back of it there and did some other things, which is pretty cool. How much does the vehicle weigh? It's a 6-wheel drive, by the way.
Yes.
Okay. We skipped the 4-wheel drive and went straight to the 6-wheel drive. You guys have armor protection here for everybody, but yeah, how much does that weigh?
It's in the neighborhood of 40,000 pounds.
40,000 pounds. That's quite a bit. it can go anywhere it wants to go.
For the most part.
Yeah.
If it's real muddy, we tend to try to shy away from that because of the weight.
Oh, yeah. But, absolutely. You don't want to get stuck in the mud or whatever, but yeah. We just took it down 13 for a little bit. And you did really well in the road construction.
Thank you.
I will say that. It's a wide vehicle. You know what you're doing on that thing right there. I got to, not too long ago, it's hard to believe that was the summertime, y'all had a pork butt sale. And I thought it was a great idea to have it around the 4th of July. Because you all smoked the pork butts. And then now, people could get it there before the 4th of July, take it home, and then heat it up. And now for the 4th of July party, they don't have to cook or anything. You've got the barbecue ready to go. And you were telling me that you all did pretty good on that deal.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome.
With your help, with the help of the Shriners, we ended up making in the area of $5,000+.
Nice.
Yes.
Just by selling some barbecue.
Absolutely.
there's a little bit of work involved, I'm sure, to do all that. But
a lot of prep work.
Yeah.
Selling tickets was the easy part, thanks
right.
to you guys.
Well, hey, we just appreciate, man, what you all do on a daily basis. What you all do is remarkable. And I think the general public, a lot of time, we don't really realize what all you do. And I didn't realize what all you do until I was out there at Black Diamond and you all were there selling tickets in the summer. And I got to hold the battering ram and wear a helmet. And then they were showing me all these tools that you all have, you know, to do your job.
Yes.
And I was amazed. I really was. And honestly, after I put on all the equipment, I felt more manly. I just want to let you know. Dude, I'm just saying, it's like, I'm a man now. I've got a battering ram. I got my helmet on. But man, we were just glad to be a part of it. And we'll do it next year. How about that?
That sounds great.
Awesome deal. So, hey, make sure when you see this AMRAP going down the road, you know, wave hey to Scott, but he's concentrating. He's keeping that thing right there in between the lines. It's just nice to know that we have this here in Williamson County. And it's a nice tool to have. I mean, it is all about y'all's protection in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Make sure y'all are safe. And that's the way we want it. So anyway, Scott, thank you for the basically the test drive around there. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Kent, for all your help.
You're very welcome.
The guys greatly appreciate it.
You're very welcome.